All right, welcome back to another Amundsen Family Podcast. We apologize, we haven't done this for a really long time. So we kind of have a new idea for this podcast, because before we would kind of just ramble on with random stuff. So we have a new idea. We're going to try it out and hopefully be a little more consistent. So we don't know what number this is. We're just so lost.
A new chapter.
This is a new chapter, yeah. So I think our new idea, Dad briefed me a little bit about it, and we are going to start featuring different people's hometowns, like, because we have a lot of followers, and I don't know if you notice on our live streams, we have people commenting that say, like, you know, so-and-so from
Brazil,
so-and-so from Brazil, so-and-so from Hawaii,
or from Oregon,
and Oregon, or, you know, Timbuktu or something. So anyways, Dad had the brilliant idea of kind of starting to feature different people and where they're from. So yeah, I think we're gonna start with Debden.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard the word brilliant and dad in the same sentence before. I kind of like, that's a great idea. So I just thought, we have people following us from such a diverse amount of places. I don't talk so brilliant. That I thought, well, why not hear where you're from? And so we decided to start with
Debden, Saskatchewan.
Debden, that's where we're from. So we are going to start with Debden, and then we have other VIP members that we're going to start with. And what we'd like to do is for you to send us pictures or videos and facts, maybe good memories, anything else that you would like to tell us about your hometown, and we'll feature it. And we're hopefully making a mold by doing what we're doing today with our hometown, mm-hmm, called Debden. Now that's where I was born and raised, on a farm about 25 minutes out of Debden. And it's where you spent most of your life before you moved to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And so, are we ready to start?
I think so. We got a few pictures, I think, and some history.
Yeah, so we don't know what we're doing.
No.
We have a list of facts and, of course, some memories. And Ira's over there on the switchboard. Is that what you call it, Ira? Switcher. On the switcher. And so he's going to bring up some pictures, and I have a few notes, and we're going to feature the town that we love called Debden. All right. So, can you say that better than me?
Bienvenue à Debden.
Debden welcomes you. So as you realize already, it is a town en français.
En français.
And that's our welcome sign as you're coming in on Highway 55. And Debden is a town. Now, Ira, could you bring up a map, do you think? So Debden is a town about north central Saskatchewan. We're about 2 hours, or I should say we're, it is about 2 hours north of Saskatoon. And so there we're looking at, do you see the Prince Albert National Park? It's to the west of that. And there you go, getting in a little closer. Oh, you're getting the topographical view there. Ah, Debden. And so there's Debden.
It's a hamlet, actually.
You're right.
Has like 300 people or something?
You know what? 337 people.
37, to be exact.
337.
And we know every single one.
And we and so Debden has about, like I say, and it has a high school and a middle school and a elementary all in one little school of about
100 kids maybe in the whole high school. And this is what blows people's minds here, because here in the States, we see a lot of, you know, oh, one building is for kindergarten, one building is for grade 1 to 3.
One whole school. Middle school.
One whole school is like 7th and 8th grade. But no, we had everybody in one school, and one hallway was for high school, one hallway was for The elementary.
Oh, and you had to be careful not to venture into the high school hallway. Yeah.
It was called École Debden School.
We'll see. There's the school.
There it is.
Debden School. And it's looking pretty fancy. I don't know. Did they do an upgrade? It's just looking really good.
I think it's just a good picture.
Just a good picture. So those are the front doors going into the high school end.
The foyer.
Where the office is. Another good French word. We heard that in Oklahoma, that's called a foyer.
A foyer.
Yeah. So, Debden, did you know that it's a railway town? So, back in the early 1900s, the railway went through Western Canada, and they set up, I guess, little towns ever so often, and Debden was one of them. Big River was before that, and Eldred, and of course Canwood. And rumor has it, this is what I heard when I was young, that Debden was named after the different ones that worked on the railway and the letters of their name spelt out into Debden.
What?
Yeah, I don't think it's true. Because actually there's a Debden in the United Kingdom, which I'm guessing that's more what it had to be from. But who knows?
Interesting.
Yeah. So, what can you tell us about Debden from that map?
Well, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
First of all, coming into the town, you'll see on your right, there's a... Sorry. I guess if you're coming in from, like, the top of the town, you have a little airport. It has about two cones and a little strip of grass.
One strip of grass.
Then coming in, you got your... you got a couple stores on the right...
Well, what used to be a grocery store? What used to be a gas station?
You go a little further, you do get to a pretty nice... Now it's a pretty nice grocery store. I think it's the Demers grocery store.
Yeah.
You got a little hardware store.
You know, it's funny. In all these towns, the very first thing that got set up was like a post office,
uh-huh.
a bar, and a Catholic church. And that's still the strongest things in the area.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It's a very French Catholic town. And it still is to this day. In school, there was a lot of French. And say if we went to a hockey game in the local hockey rink. There we go. If you went to the local hockey rink, a lot of what you will hear is French. And then to the right of that is the curling rink.
Another fun fact, we mentioned that this town is like 300 people, right? Here, you know, we live near Tulsa. Tulsa's huge, like a pretty big city compared to a Canadian city. And there's maybe two ice rinks there. But in Canada, every single small town had an ice rink.
Yeah.
Like if you drove 15 minutes to the next small town, Canwood, it had a rink.
Well, just the way I everywhere. Could describe it to a United States person is, think how big football is here. That's what hockey is to us in Canada.
Yeah.
And so there was rinks everywhere. Everyone knew how to skate. Everyone could play hockey.
Yeah.
Everyone just... So another fact about Debden, let's see. It's a farming town. It's farmland around there. But it's also a tourist attraction because... Debden, if you could go to that map again, Ira. Debden is kind of in the transition between farmland and lake and wooded country. So if you go zoom right out again, and you'll see that the lakes are starting. So, yeah. Oh, boy. So there's wonderful fishing and hunting and a lot of outdoor activities once you start to go north of Debden.
Especially near Victor.
Yeah, Victor.
You spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
We have a little country grill that we'd go and have ice cream after swimming for the day. It
was That's right.
Lots of fun.
Now, talking about famous people
okay.
that came from Debden, I should name one, and his name is Fred Sisakamoose, and he was the very first Indian or Aboriginal hockey player to get to the NHL. And played, I don't know, 7 or 8 seasons for the Chicago Blackhawks, I think. And he died maybe 3 years ago. but he's a local hero and was a wonderful man to boot.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did you know there was another famous man from the area? You may not know this. So there was the tallest man in the world named Edward Beaupre.
Really?
And his family was from Park Valley, where we're actually from. And he had, now he lived in Willowbunch, which is down in southern Saskatchewan. But his family, and he originated from our area, were weirdly called the Shorts.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, what?
So the tallest man in the world, I think his mom's name was Short.
That is hilarious.
So I don't know all the details on that exactly, but there's a little good piece of, another piece of information. There was a bluegrass band from the area called the Baylor Strings.
No way.
Yes. And they made a few waves back in their day in the early 90s, and they played bluegrass in a time when bluegrass was not cool in Saskatchewan. So we had actually quite a few hurdles to get. Oh, we. I said we because I was a part of it. Along with Gord Vaudland, father of now famous Jake Vaudland and the Sturgeon River Boys, and my dad, and Ken Olson. So the four of us, we played bluegrass. So another famous people from Debden.
And you know who else? I'm not sure if anybody's heard of him, but he's getting up there, I'd say. I went to school with a Leighton Furster.
Leighton Furster.
He travels a little bit.
Stephanie Rose. You look her up. She's got some great music coming out.
Mm-hmm. A few musical people from our area.
Yeah.
Oh. Mostly hockey players, but.
Yeah, mostly hockey players. Right from, yeah, anyways. The other thing that I wanted to let you know was, you had noticed on that map, on the west side of the Prince Albert National Park is where we're from. And the Prince Albert National Park, I forget how big it is. It's huge. And it has a wild bison herd. Yeah. One of the few bison herds in the world.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
It's beautiful, too. And it wasn't too far from where we lived.
Like, where we grew up, it was just a mile away.
Yeah.
And we could go there and we could hike and camp and spent a lot of time there.
Oh, yeah. We have some cabins up there.
Yep.
Picked blueberries and swam in the creek. Good times.
Yeah. What are some other pictures you have there, Ira? Of, I had my sister take a few pictures from back home near Debden. You showed it. Okay, so there's the hockey rink and there's the big Saint Jean Baptiste Roman Catholic Church. Yes. Probably the biggest building in town.
Spend a lot of time in there too.
Yeah. And there's Debden School. Oh.
Sirs.
Yeah, but did you guys know what that was before Sirs?
No.
It was a convent. So Debden was a real hub for the Catholic Church.
Right.
And so this was a house where all the nuns lived in. And actually, when I was going to school in Debden, we were taught by nuns.
Really?
Yep, dressed all up in their outfits, and they were wonderful teachers. Mm-hmm. The good thing about them is, and something that's missing in our school nowadays, is discipline. Oh, yeah. You couldn't get away with anything.
Really?
But they were so loving and so kind, and yeah, they could keep control of a classroom, I tell you. We could use a few more nuns in school these days.
Yeah. But later, when I was going to school, we had a guy named Sir that we went to school with, and I think his parents started a restaurant named Sir's Restaurant. And it was pretty good. I went there a couple of times.
Yeah, it was their restaurant.
So I'm glad to see that it's being kept up.
Yeah.
I see they got a new roof on there. Oh, here's a little La Patinoire, the Debden skating rink.
Good job.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Saint Jean Baptiste. Okay, so here is the town hall. So this is where like the events would happen, like the dances and the parties. And so, as you know, I didn't go there very often.
Right.
Although after our house burnt down in 2016, we had a benefit, or they put on a benefit for us at that hall.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and we played music there and seen concerts there.
Yeah, we've been to a couple concerts there.
Yeah.
Where they do bingo, I think.
Yeah. So there's the Debden Community Center. Okay.
Hall.
Yeah.
That's the community center.
You're right. That was the hall. This is the new community center, which houses a senior center,
mm-hmm.
a library, bowling alley.
Bowling alley. Yeah. It has a little museum.
And the town offices.
Yes. And that's where I taught my music lessons after school for a while. Just a year. I didn't do it very long.
You taught guitar there and ukulele?
Guitar, ukulele.
Did you teach some piano while you were there?
Ukulele. I don't think I taught piano there.
Mm, okay.
But yeah, that was where people...
So the Fatima...
The Fatima? Oh, do you have a picture? Oh, it's not funny. So is that Mary? I don't mean to be disrespectful at all, but...
It has a good story.
So this is a World War II memorial. Anyways, a few years ago, kind of a crazy neighbor of ours went into town with his tractor and he stole Mary from there. And no one knew where it had gone. But anyways, they finally found it at his place and he brought it back and they set it back up in there.
Yeah.
We've played music at that, Fatima.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
With Leighton Furster.
Really? Did I miss it? Obviously.
You maybe did.
Anyone know the story of the Fatima?
Do you know the story?
Yeah. We all know the story. It's cool.
I didn't learn
it. Like what it's there for?
Yeah.
Well, come and tell us.
You guys don't know?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's,
You have to get Mason.
The church made this was about World War II, before World War II, and a bunch of the Debden guys had to go to war. And, the Catholic Church, if I'm getting the story straight, the Catholic Church made a pact with God, collectively saying that if every one of the guys came home after the war, they would build a memorial. And sure enough, you can see all their names, and they built that memorial.
Well, isn't that something?
That's pretty amazing, actually.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
They all came back.
I didn't know it was that special.
That is special.
Wow.
Yep.
Is there any more pictures left, Ira?
There's the old movie theater.
Oh, yeah. So, now this was even before my time. I was never in that movie theater.
Me either.
It is abandoned now. As far as I could tell. Hey, it's for sale if you ever want to go back home and start up a business.
Could start up a haunted house.
Yes, you could. But Debden still has some really fine, fine people. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely place. It was a lovely place to go to school and to do sports. Oh, go back again, Ira, to the curling rink. So to the right of the curling rink is where all the ball diamonds are. We'd play a lot of softball, slow pitch there, and we spent a lot of time there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, between the rink in the wintertime to the ball fields in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
So would you, a few years ago, the video that really started it with us in getting onto YouTube was a song that I wrote called Down Park Valley Road. And we had some pictures and we put it into a video with the song. And I'm going to get Ira to play it because it has some pictures of not Debden specifically, but where we were brought up in a place called Park Valley. So cue Down Park Valley Road. So this is just as you turn off the highway onto what we call Park Valley Road. There we go.
Down Park Valley Road. The curve is sometimes I see you may.
If you want to listen to this song, we can put up the the link to it, but it shows you kind of where you go. We got some pine trees there. This is what we actually call the hippie road. Oh, that Bittern Lake at sunset. There we go. That's Park Valley Road.
How many times did we go in the ditch every year?
Oh boy. There's our driveway. That was probably you.
Me?
There's my dad with the team of horses. Uncle Severin. Yeah. Oh, there's my grandpa and grandma's family. Dad. And I don't know who's up on the hay bales there. Park Valley, a famous sign. Some old pictures. That'd be back in the 40s. Hey, that is our wood business there. There they're stooking hay. Another picture of Grandpa and Grandma and the family, all eight kids. There's the homestead. There's our log house that I built. Yeah, there's the barn back at the homestead. That's where the school used to be. That's that rock says Lake Forest School on it. And across the road from Lake Forest School is where we would go to church. Park Valley Local Church. You're welcome. Oh boy. Remember skating on the ice? There's the three boys. And there's our cousin, your cousin Shay, who passed away. And there's Nate, just a givener on the rink.
Just a givener. There's
just outside our house in the snow. Fence. That's Reuben Vodlin standing on that horse.
It looks like Gord.
Yeah. Find you're missing something or you need a little break. Out having tea in the field. All you have to be. Well, you don't have to wait. Hay. Just turn off on the highway, yeah. Go down Park Valley Road. You'll find there's you have the five boys in the family to help you bear the load. There's the ball field, right outside the church building. Spent a lot of time there. Yeah, we made our own ball field. There's the logs at our sawmill. There's the farm.
I'm trying to remember, where did we play ball before that?
It was over at Norman Erstead's.
I was never around for that, was I?
There's the Sunday school at the church. Farms in the area, and there, after our niece Shay passed away, we named that ball field Shay Field. Well, we hope you appreciated our very first endeavor at highlighting where are you from. So, VIP members, we'd love to hear where you're from. Send us some pictures, contact us, and we can give you more information. Send us some pictures and some information, and we may not be able to talk quite as personally about it as we did Debden, our hometown, but we would love to feature where you're from and get to know you a little better that way.
Absolutely. Yep, we can talk about the history, show pictures.
Yeah. So, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
This was fun.
This has been fun.
I hope we do it before too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep up with this. I know I say that every time, don't I?
Oh, you know what? I should mention this. For those of you that listen to this on our podcast forum, you may have noticed that I had been putting on my song and Bible reading for quite some time. Well, I stopped doing that because honestly, no one was listening. There was about like four or five people.
On the podcast?
On the podcast. So I stopped doing that. But you'll be able to listen to these on our podcast forum. It'll be on YouTube, and I don't know if we'll put it up on Facebook or not, but check it out, and just thank you for the support.
But on YouTube, you have your devotions every week, or every day.
Every day, still have the devotions on YouTube.
On YouTube.
On a special channel called Walking with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have a channel now, too, if you guys want to check it out.
Yeah. Sunny. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. But I think you've shared the link a couple times or a couple videos.
Yeah, well, we'll share it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for all the support. Sign up for our VIP page so you too can be in on Where Are You From? For as little as $5 a month.
And get all the background pictures and videos of us.
Oh, you will get to know us more than you ever want to know. You'll get to see Sonora playing guitar, electric guitar, with the kittens. How about that? And the boys stacking wood or working cattle. Us going on hikes and trips.
You'll know us better than we know ourselves, honestly. Oh,
that's scary, but you know what? It's okay. We'll get over it. All right.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
I think we can make it for our live stream.
Perhaps.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.